Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026. Wind slabs represent the main danger. Weakly bonded old snow is to be evaluated with care and prudence. All day it applies above 2,200 m considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200 m, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 m, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force wind, clearly visible wind slabs formed in all aspects. These can be released easily above approximately 2,200 m. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridge lines and in gullies and bowls. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Additionally, in isolated cases, avalanches can penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 m, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Loose snow avalanches are possible, but they will be mostly small. In the event of solar radiation, this applies in particular, especially on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, fell in the last few days. The sometimes storm-force wind has transported the new snow. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of April 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.